8 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher. Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680.
It's game time at Linden Floors. Huddle up and score big with unbeatable deals like luxury vinyl flooring starting at just $1.99 a square foot. That's right. Style, durability, and value. All in one winning play. We're family owned, Spartanburg strong, and ready to tackle your remodel. Swing by 101 Chester Street or call 864-494-4317 to get in the game. Or visit us online at lindenfloors.com and make your home the MVP this season. Linden Floors, where design scores every time.
South Carolina and all the ships at sea. How are you today, Producer Ramona?
I'm actually great today. How are you?
I'm fine because I snuck a half of one of those Iron Horse steamer sandwiches before the show, and that makes me feel really good.
Yeah.
Those freaking sandwiches are unbelievable.
They are good.
And you know, the funny thing is, Ramona, everybody knew this before us, you know, but we got a chance to try it during the auction It was unbelievable. I mean, in fact, I've been craving the same sandwich I got since then. I mean, I took two things out of there. I didn't even know what they were, okay? I didn't know what they were. It turns out one of them was a Reuben on an onion bagel, and the one today, I don't know what it was. It was chicken something. It doesn't matter. They're all great. It doesn't matter. Just randomly pick one. They're all great. But the one I got from there originally was the Steamhouse Tunnel, and that was roast beef on an onion bagel with blue cheese and all this other stuff. Oh, my God. It was unbelievable. Thanks to those good people. Ramona, yesterday.
Yes.
When we left the air, I had found this story the night before. In fact, I called Ben Milstead off here after the show last night. I said, check this out, Ben. I forgot he wasn't on today. Of course, he's traveling. But I said, check the story out. And I wrote to Kwok later, too, because it's just unbelievable. This story about Brom and Jeff Brom and Brian Brom and Miller Moss, the quarterback, and some random dude from Texas who's trying to extort $10,000 from the quarterback. I mean, it's just Clemson plays this team tomorrow. You know, I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, this dude has been arrested. He's under $100,000 bond for trying to extort, the words used in the article, something of more than $10,000 value from Miller Moss, the quarterback, and he's threatening to kill them all, allegedly. Threatening to kill all of them. And he's in jail. I mean, this is an unbelievable lead-in to this football game. And then, you know, randomly it mentioned that in the article, it said, well, first of all, it said that there's no information available as to what we're talking about. Oh, well, thanks for that.
Thanks for bringing it up and not knowing anything.
But I'm guessing, again, Ramona, I'm guessing it's not over a Steinway piano. Probably not a Steinway piano, right? I'm just trying to think of things that have over $10,000 value. Guessing it's like not a new Corvette. I'm guessing it's not a some sort of. I'm guessing it's not one of the jewels stolen from the Louvre.
No.
I'm guessing it's not that. So it just makes you, it's one of these things that makes you go, hmm. And so what you immediately think of, because this is the world we live in right now, you immediately think gambling.
Yes.
That's what you have to immediately think. Whether that's right or wrong, you have to immediately think gambling. So is this just your run-of-the-mill loser with more money than other losers who just put a small fortune on Louisville against Cal, wound up a loser, and now he's looking to take it out of their hides? Is that...
With all the threatening behavior, it sounds like that would be it.
Yeah, because again,
if it was something like a physical something, like you say, like a piano or whatever, wouldn't they just hand it over? Don't kill me here, take it.
Yeah, I don't know how a random dude from Texas would have any connection to football coaches or a quarterback who's playing football in Louisville, Kentucky.
Right, unless it's that.
That's the only thing I can possibly think of. And most of his anger seems to be directed towards the quarterback based on the article we read. Now, again, I don't know this. I have no way of knowing. I'm just trying to guess along at home. So that immediately makes you think about the game. And we have all these games now, and all these athletes are being accused of cheating and throwing games and everything else.
Yeah.
And so when you think about this and you start trying to connect the dots, the next thing you think is, oh, wait a minute. Louisville was a 20.5-point favorite at home, and they lost. They were a 20.5-point favorite at home, and they lost. And then so the next thing you want to think of, the next thing you think about automatically, again, I'm not saying any of this is true, just to be clear, but the next thing that automatically comes to mind is you think, so this dude thinks Miller Moss threw the game.
It sounds like.
So my next thought is, okay, I want to go back and watch Cal in Louisville again to see what
see
I see.
Didn't see
but then the problem with that, Ramona, is Miller Moss sucks. So how would I ever know whether he's throwing a game or not? How would I have any way of knowing?
Now, why?
Are you there? What?
If he sucks,
yeah.
Why would they have been a 20-point favorite? What are some other reasons that they would have been a 20-point
favorite? Well, because
the
team's winning despite him. They invested.
Oh, okay.
Look, I warned people about him before the year. I think everybody gets it now. He sucks, but which I said all along, he had one good game in his life, and it was against Louisville. So that's why he's at Louisville. That's how this always works. You know, guy has one good game against you. Thomas Castellanos is not at Florida State because of the Gus Malzahn connection. He's at Florida State because the two best games he ever played in his life were both against Florida State. And so Norvell thinks that's the truth. It doesn't matter what he did against anybody else. In Norvell's way of thinking, that's the truth. Well, in Brohm, who's smarter than Norvell, but in Brohm's way of thinking, he thinks that the guy threw six touchdown passes against him, because that's what happened. It was a bowl game a couple years ago, Louisville and USC, and Miller Moss threw six touchdown passes in one game against Louisville. And Brohm immediately thought, oh man, we got to get this guy, except that that's the only game he ever played well. And again, I can tell you what happened. I watched it. He threw nothing but punts downfield. Louisville played nothing but man coverage. They couldn't cover any of those receivers. And those USC receivers were all basically fair catching the punt throws that Miller Moss was making, and they were catching them for touchdowns. But Brohm thought he was something more than that, and he was wrong. But, you know, so but that's the bottom line in it. So I have no idea. I don't know whether, again, maybe it is a Steinway piano.
Well, now, let me
maybe
ask
it is
this.
A Steinway piano. Maybe dude bought a Steinway piano from Miller Moss and somehow it got lost in the shipping and whatever. I have no idea. But that doesn't sound like that's what it would be.
You're threatening somebody with it, like, give me my piano?
Right. Give me my piano. Give me my piano. I'll break your legs. I'll send my goons to break your legs.
See, if there's goons and leg breaking, it's
gambling. Yeah. See,
but
I mean,
why wouldn't they say what it is?
Well, I think that would be the reason. That'd be the reason that...
Not to say? Whoever's writing the article didn't want to say?
All I know is this is one of the strangest stories I've ever heard, and it's right before Clemson's set to play this team. I mean, this should be of wild interest to everybody here. I mean, it's craziness. It's craziness. First of all, it's so random. Again, it's not like we're talking about a school that's in Texas, okay? If we were talking about Texas Tech and Miller Moss was the quarterback for Texas Tech, then you would have something. You'd have a dude in Texas and you think there's a connection. But this notion that this dude is just randomly trying to extort $10,000 or more worth of value from the Louisville quarterback, and somehow in the process, he's also threatening Jeff Brohm and Brian Brohm. He's threatening to off all of them, allegedly. I mean, it's just, it's wild. And then you go back to the game this weekend where Louisville was a 20.5-point favorite at home against a Cal team. It's not very good. And Louisville loses. And in this climate of where we're seeing all these athletes arrested everywhere, it just makes you go, again, I'm not saying, just to be clear, you know, we were joking about this
not
a minute ago. I'm not saying
that
Miller Moss or Louisville threw the game at all.
No, we're worried about the guy.
Like, a lot of this is just college football. You know, it's just the nature of this game now. But in this climate, when we're seeing all these things, I mean, this dude... Look, here's the most likely scenario, and I may be wrong about this. It may be a piano. Dude may be pissed off that he didn't get a Steinway, okay? Or, you know what? Maybe it's for maybe it's for $10,000 worth of Milk Duds, all right? Maybe dude loves Milk Duds, and Miller Moss is related to the Milk Dud family. And he didn't get his Milk Duds, right? In other words, I have no friggin' idea, all right? But if I had to guess, just a guess, a random guess, I would guess that this dude invested a lot of money in Louisville last weekend and did not win. And I'm guessing that it doesn't have anything to do with Louisville throwing a game. I don't think that happened. I think this is the normal reaction that you get now. The NCAA runs commercials now, right? They run commercials advising fans, it's fine for you to bet on games, but don't take it out on the athletes when they lose. They're actually running commercials because that's happened so much.
Is that right?
That these athletes are getting threatened when they lose games. And oh, by the way, they can run all the commercials they want, but as more and more fans begin to question the integrity of the results, you're going to get more and more of that in an increasingly violent manner.
And this is why, back to why you can't let the players bet.
Right. Well, but again, the players aren't betting here, okay?
Oh, I know.
What the players are doing is they're getting people to go place bets for them.
For them, but still...
proxies.
Right.
They're getting,
I understand that.
Right. Proxies to go place bets for them. But it's a mess. And again, I have no way of knowing what this was because as of the time that I found the story two nights ago, there were no details. In fact, Ramona, see if you can look it up. See if there are any other details on this. I'm guessing there probably aren't because the article specified that there were no additional details as to what exactly we're talking about. But the whole thing is just wild, absolutely insane, especially and made more insane by the fact that Clemson's getting ready to play this team, made more insane by the fact that Jeff Brohm just re-upped at Louisville. It's craziness. So ultimately, here's the road rage guess, and I may be completely off. Dude may be just pissed off because he didn't get his Steinway and Milk Duds. But my guess is My guess is that dude somehow put a lot of money on Louisville versus Cal, and he lost. And now he wants his hide. He wants it taken out of the guy he holds most responsible, Miller Moss, and Jeff Brohm, and Brian Brohm, and anyone else named Brohm. I'm guessing that's where we are. And didn't you say, Ramona, that you looked it up and you found a picture of him and dude looked like a normal?
Except for his wild eye look during his picture taking.
Oh, except for his wild eye look. Send me that photo.
He looks like a normal dude.
You told me normal yesterday. Now you're throwing wild eyed into
normal.
It.
Send me that. He's getting arrested, so he's gonna have certain.
Well, looks. I want to see the wild eyed look. Send me that. We'll diagnose the. We'll do a little body language, body eye examination, and determine if he has a wild eyed look and what we can ascertain from that. But it's just, it's a crazy.
But the story is from yesterday. There's no new stories.
Okay, well, I found the story the night before. But, okay.
This is the one I looked up yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, you found a different one because there was no photo, like I said. No one.
Okay.
Yours
All
was
right.
in.
I'm going to send you the story.
Yeah, yeah. Send it to me. Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We have a lot of football to get to today. That's what we're doing. We're talking college football today all day long. We're going to break down Clemson-Louisville, tell you everything you need to know. Know your opponent day. We'll tell you everything you need to know about Louisville, everything you need to be concerned about with Louisville. And I think the concerns are significant other than, you know, I don't know what's going on at Louisville. Again, I don't think anything is going on at Louisville. I think something's going on in Nutcase's head in Texas, but that's just my guess. Walt Deptula Road Rage, quick break. We'll be back.
Hey, y'all. It's the Rocket Roger Clemens here. Spent a lot of time pitching heat. Years later, the pain in my joints remind me of those days, but I'm not looking to sit still, and I definitely am not interested in going under the knife. That's why I chose QC Kinetics.
Not just for elite retired athletes. QC Kinetics gives everyday folks joint pain relief using regenerative treatments that work with your body to help repair joint damage.
No surgery, no long recovery, whether it's your knees, hips, shoulders, or back. My friends at QC Kinetics will help you get moving again so you can get back to doing the things you love.
Meet face-to-face with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics to help me feel like myself again, and I'm proud to recommend them to you.
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
Imagine owning a new luxury townhome just minutes from Death Valley. Hunter Quinn Homes offers the perfect game day retreat for Tiger fans at The Landing at Clemson Marina. Across from Clemson Marina and only minutes from campus, these maintenance-free high-end homes are made for game day living. Room for friends and family and no yard work. Whether it's a weekend escape or your permanent home, The Landing at Clemson Marina lets you stay close to the team you love. Find Hunter Quinn Homes online to learn more and tour today.
Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College. It's never too early for you and your child to think about college. The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take two or more dual enrollment classes, and it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the ultimate lunch lineup boasts wall-to-wall sports and scenic views. When you're hungry and in a hurry, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local Lodge.
For over 25 years, Estes Heating and Air has been proud to serve our community with comfort you can count on. At Estes, we believe maintenance matters. Keeping your system running smoothly not only saves money, but also keeps your family safe and comfortable year-round. We're more than just a heating and air company. We're your neighbors, focused on meeting the needs of our community with trusted service and care. Schedule your maintenance today at estesheatingair.com. Estes Heating and Air, comfort for your home, care for your community.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation, so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls. No missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
As a business in the greater Clemson area, you have many ways to get involved with other businesses and the community. Stay up to date with the Clemson Area Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber offers you many opportunities to get connected with the community through networking events, business advocacy, and educational endeavors. Make sure you visit the Chamber website at clemsonareachamber.org for news about upcoming events and information on how to become a member. Let's build a better future together. ClemsonAreaChamber.org.
Upstate Cycling Greenville is celebrating 46 years in business. Come check out our kids' ATVs and dirt bikes. We also have bikes for riders who are still kids at heart, ranging from entry level all the way to off-road racing, dual sport, and adventure riding. We carry brands like Beta, Cove, SSR, and many more. Delivery is available, and don't forget to ask about layaway plan. Mention the Roar FM to receive $50 off our best price. Call 864-232-7223 for more info today.
Your fantasy roster is set. The smack talk is heating up, and this season, ESPN Bet is giving you more ways to ride with your squad. Introducing the ESPN Bet Fan Center, where you can instantly link and bet on your fantasy teams right in the ESPN Bet app. An enhanced sports betting experience only from ESPN Bet, the sports book for sports fans. Download the app and link your ESPN Bet and ESPN accounts to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Tuning in from the car?
Flips it for the touchdown!
Stay connected to The Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download The Roar app on your phone by searching WCCP-FM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
I can see her lying back in her satin dress, in a room where you do what you don't confess. Sundown, you better take care. If I find you, then creeping round up that stair. Sundown, you better take care. If I find you, then creeping round my back stairs. She's been looking like a queen in a sailor's dream, and she don't always say.
Yeah, we're going to do a little Gordon Lightfoot rejoins today. And by the way, if that worries you, some of you, in case you're concerned that Gordon has died, no, he didn't die. He died a long time ago, actually. And we did this then.
That's just so wrong on so many levels.
We did this then. Not as wrong, Ramona, as Feinbaum's head. Feinbaum's head, how has he managed to get like the top of his head so insanely tan? It's way more tan.
Maybe it...
than his face. I guess it's the highest. I guess it's the highest point. But man, dude, top of dude's head is like almost like black. I mean, it's just.
I don't know. He did something different.
Yeah, it's odd looking. It's like he stood under a heat lamp or something, or stood. Maybe he doesn't understand how a tanning bed works. He just, you know, He sat in it or something. I'm not sure. Okay, so I've looked up Mr. Mandel's photo, and that is the alleged extortionist.
Oh, we're outing the guy now.
Yeah, would be killer or whatever he's supposed to have
this
done.
This is so weird, isn't it?
He does have a little bit of he's got a little bit of the Manson eyes there.
He's got a little bit of the. Yeah. Doesn't he look like whoever's taking the picture? He's got a little bit.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of the Manson eyes.
Yeah.
And he needs a good neck shave.
I didn't notice, but
this is a different article, right? This article, this gives you a couple of details because the timing seems odd. You know, it seems like it's impossible. Yeah, it doesn't seem to work. Like the timeline doesn't seem to work. I mean, that game was just played. So how could he already be indicted? Well, here's what it says. A Texas man pleaded not guilty to charges that he made violent threats. How can he plead not guilty?
I was thinking that same thing.
A Texas man pleaded not guilty to charges he made violent threats against University of Louisville football coach Jeff Brohm, members of Brohm's family and coaching staff, and quarterback Miller Moss. By the way, Ramon, he'll be threatening you next. Brian Mandel, 38, of Corpus Christi, Texas, was, well, Jeff Brohm's probably wondering that too. He's probably saying the same thing. What did I do? That was Miller Moss's fault.
Yeah, maybe that's what happened. Trent Brohm, and he went, let me go. That was Miller Moss. He went to Miller Moss.
That's right. Jeff Brohm said, man, it isn't me. Have you watched the dude play?
He sucks.
Brian Mandel, 38, of Corpus Christi, Texas, was arraigned Tuesday in Jefferson Circuit Court when he entered the not guilty plea. A judge set his bond at $100,000 cash and ordered that Mandel have no contact with the alleged victims, consume no alcohol, and refrain from gambling. You didn't tell me this, Ramona.
I didn't read from gambling. Okay. I didn't read the article yesterday.
Now the clues are starting to come. See, this is as I suspected. Mandel was indicted early this week on 6 counts of second-degree terroristic threatening, 1 count of attempted theft by extortion of more than $10,000. The indictment alleges Mandel made the threats November 8th and 9th, the weekend Louisville lost to California in overtime. According to the indictment, Mandel is accused of threatening to inflict bodily harm on Brohm, his wife and family, offensive coordinator Brian Brohm, and Moss. Man, this guy works just like the legal system does, Ramona. You know, you sue everybody and let the legal system sort it out. This guy is going after everybody and just doesn't care. But I think the key here is this line, Ramona. Prosecutors also allege that Mandel tried to extort Moss by threatening people associated with him in an effort to obtain property worth $10,000 or more. So
That's what it is.
He wants $10,000 worth of property back from the quarterback. He hates them all, but he wants $10,000 worth of property back from the quarterback. I think we can see the focus of this whole thing. I think this is all becoming crystal clear now. The University of Louisville released a statement at the time of the incident saying, in part, we commend law enforcement for their swift and decisive action in addressing this matter. Threats of violence have no place in our community or in sports. Our student athletes and coaches deserve to compete, learn, and grow without fear. Yeah, but we want to know more from you, too. We want to know more. Mandel's next court date is a pretrial conference scheduled for February 17th, 2026. We're going to have to track that, Ramon. We're going to have to find out what is going on. We might want to keep this guy's information here, Eric Crawford, who wrote this article. But it just seemed logical that this was over gambling. So this judge, Ramon, is basically saying no more drinking and gambling for you. No more tying gambling with drinking.
That's what we know.
That's what we think we know anyway. That's what we believe.
You got trash and acted on it.
Yeah, I think given that this line is a part of this conversation, that we can be pretty certain now what it was. A judge set his bond at $100,000 cash and ordered that Mandel have no contact with the alleged victims, consume no alcohol, and refrain from gambling. See, there's no reason on God's green earth, Ramona, to put the refrain from gambling in there if dude was getting a Steinway piano from Moss.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. You know.
So I think there we have it. I think the mystery has been solved. Now, again, is he just PO'd that he lost, or does he think they threw the game? It doesn't really matter. I mean, I don't think there's any evidence that that the game was thrown. But, you know, who knows? Then maybe there'll be another investigation. You can't even keep track of all these gambling investigations. They are constant. You want a feel-good story, Ramona?
Okay. I can go for one.
I have a feel-good story for
you. Okay, good.
Right. I'm gonna like this, and I'm going to undo my retweet, and I'm going to retweet it again. And some of you, I'm sure, have seen this, but you want something that will bring a tear to your eyes or multiple tears to your eyes, this is it. And this was posted by a Twitter feed, an X feed, called Restoring Your Faith in Humanity. I had seen this in the past. I saw this several years ago, but it was rebooted today by this site, and I wrote, this was incredible. We call seeing this a few years ago. So here's the deal, Ramona. Are you there? Hello, testing. 1, 2, 3.
Yes,
hello,
right here.
Hello.
I was looking at your
Is this thing
there.
Working?
Oh, well, oh, okay. It's working. I can make it not work.
So I wrote, this was incredible. Recall seeing this a few years ago. So let me set this up, okay? Nicholas Winton, Sir Nicholas Winton, saved 669 Jewish children from the Nazis and told no one. He kept it a secret for 50 years, Ramona. In 1988, while sitting in a TV audience, he was surprised by what occurred. Now, you check this out, Ramona. Have you found it?
Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
It's a minute and 43 seconds. It's truly unbelievable. You want to see something?
That's
this,
awesome.
This will 100%.
So all the people in the audience.
Shh.
You just said it.
This will 100% bring tears to your eyes. So yeah, so you have to check. You have to check it out on my Twitter feed. But you have to watch it and not talk to it. But this guy, he's sitting there like in the front row, and you can find this whole thing on my Twitter feed. But he's sitting in the front row with this audience, and he has no idea what's going on. And in this woman to his left, turns to him and says that I was one of the children who you freed, who you saved. And it's amazing to just watch her thanks and her gratitude, and you know, and he's crying, and then the woman to his right does the same thing, and she shows the information that she had from the camp and everything, and with her picture, and it's just it really is amazing. And then the woman who was the moderator, she asked, does anybody else in the audience have a story or connection with Sir Nicholas Winton? And with that, every single member of the entire audience stands. It really is. It's incredible. There's actually you can find this full show on YouTube when it was done, but it really is. I mean, you want to see something that does, as this site indicates, restore your faith in humanity, it's this. I mean, this gentleman, this hero, saved 669 Jewish children from the Nazis and told no one at all. Didn't want any credit for it, didn't want anything. He wanted their protection, their safety. Didn't tell anyone in 50 years. I mean, it's unbelievable. So it's his, you know, what he accomplished and the hero that he was wasn't revealed until, you know, decades later. I mean, that's a great story. I mean,
that is a great story.
Yeah, Billy just wrote, this is so heart touching. My wife is part Jewish paternally. No one knew because names were changed to hide it. My SLF found out by digging in the family tree. They fled the central part of Europe after World War I and prior to World War II. I mean, you know, there are so many great books recounting the horror. Ellie Whitesell has a book called Night. That's a really short book that is just, it's just the man's inhumanity of man is just awful. But this gentleman here, you talk about your heroes. This guy saved 669 children. I mean, that's just believable. So there's your good story. You can't you can't get a story any better than that. And you can see that on my Twitter feed if you've never seen it before. But bring some tissue, because I guarantee you, you will be bawling. Let me tell you about my friends at Yoder's. Established 1986 by the Yoder family, this family-owned business is based in Fairplay, South Carolina, with a mission to be the most helpful building supply in the region. Yoder's offers a spacious showroom, knowledgeable and friendly staff, extensive selection of high-quality product lines. Look, they're the best. Everyone knows it. The company caters to professional contractors, ensuring access to top-tier materials for various building needs. You've heard people like Bengal John and Rudy call the show, talking about how amazing Yoder's is. I've had text after text saying the same thing. This is Yoder's. Yoder's Building Services provides a wide range of building materials available both in stock and through special orders to address the diverse needs of construction projects. The departments include building materials, lumber, roofing, siding, windows, doors, masonry, hardware, tools, and more. Engineered wood and truss manufacturing plant, installed services, cabinets, stone, garage doors. Look, with extensive product knowledge and attention to detail, Yoder stands apart from all the competition, aiming to be a one-stop shop for all your building needs while delivering exceptional service and high-quality materials. 500 East Fairplay Boulevard in Fairplay, South Carolina. Customers are encouraged to visit Yoder's showroom to explore options for your next building project. The staff's more than ready to assist with personalized and expert service. Again, 500 East Fairplay Boulevard, Fairplay, 864-972-3003, 864-972-3003. Whether you go, whether you call, tell them I sent you. It's how it works. Monday to Thursday, 7 to 5. Friday, 7 to 4:30. Saturday and Sunday, they're closed. The website is goyoders.com. At Yoder's Building Supply, quality is more than a promise. It's a way of life. That's a fact. Yeah, honestly, that's one of the most touching things I've ever seen. I saw it a number of years ago. I saw it today. It affects you the same way. It's truly amazing when you can just look at it uninterrupted. I know Ramon hasn't had that chance. We're going to take a break. When we get back, we're going to dive right in full force to college football. And we're going to start with Clemson LSU and a Know Your Opponent segment on Louisville. Waltip Tula Road Rage, quick break.
The Tigers are back in action as they wrap up ACC play at Louisville on Friday. And we've got you covered right here on The Roar, starting at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, live in studio with the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Then Faxton Childress and his crew will have the Tiger tailgate show. Don, Tim, and Reg will have the call of the game live from Louisville, Kentucky. And then Dono Clark and I will be back in studio to recap all the action on the fifth quarter show. If it's Clemson football, you know where to find it. The flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day. Be home for the holidays with a brand new home in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson. The Sunrise Community by Empire Homes has move-in ready homes for sale, which means you can be moved in and unpacked before you welcome guests for your year-end celebrations. New reduced prices plus a 2-to-1 buy-down mortgage incentive with a starting rate of 3.99% means big savings for you. The community pool opens in 2026. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com to explore these new homes at Sunrise.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch? Not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
Chickasaw Point in Westminster, South Carolina, with exceptional golf in a beautiful setting, along with the casual Overlook restaurant offering quality dining available for weddings and meetings. On Facebook or at ChickasawPointGolf.com.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
Coach Saban here. On the field or on your walls, coverage matters. That's why I go with Behr Marquee Interior Paint and Primer from the Home Depot.
Exceptional hide, advanced stain blocking, and over 1,000 colors to choose from. Behr Marquee delivers one coat coverage that stands up to real life. One coat coverage, no overtime. Behr Marquee, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Valid only when tinted to colors from the Behr Marquee Interior One Coat Hide Collection.
Your home for the Upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me. And I will
Walt Diptula Road Rage. You know, Rona, I shouldn't even dignify this crap, but, you know, this is what this guy writes, okay? And you spend half a day promoting the very platform the fans are betting on that they get angry at players about. Okay, first of all, you have no sense of time or conscience or anything else. We have a commercial a day that lasts for 2 minutes. So you're close. You just missed 2 minutes, 2 hours. I can see where you get confused. Secondly, so just so we're clear, the Red Spot store is responsible for the alcoholic, and the bar is responsible for the alcoholic, and the gun maker is responsible for the nut that shoots up people, and the automaker is responsible for the people who drive the vehicle too fast. Is that what you're saying? Get the hell out of here. Lots to get to. I mean, you know what? If you're going to send me friggin' ridiculous texts, you know what? Just leave. Don't go send me anything, right? It's just absolutely asinine. All right, Ramona, we have lots to get to. You know, it's incredible, Ramona. We actually discussed the fact that the NSA runs commercials against this and nobody should be doing this. And it was just a funny story that we didn't really know what the truth of it was until a couple minutes ago. Texas says, get them, Walt, get them, Walt. I don't know if this is the same person, Texas said. Quack talks about gambling all the time. Why shouldn't he? We are in the sports business. Every sporting entity on earth has embraced gambling. Why should we not? So Kwok talks about gambling all the time. He's talking about picking games against the spread. Everything in college football is against the spread. How do you think we do this? So because Kwok and Ben have a harmless little thing where they're not even betting real money. So now they're responsible for this guy in Texas? Oh, cut the crap, please. It gets to the point of being utterly ridiculous. This is a part of sports. It's always going to be a part of sports. It's like anything else. There are those people who can handle their liquor and those who can't. And the people who can are not responsible for those who can't. I'm sorry. It just gets to be ridiculous. I mean, that's an absolutely absurd comment. So now Kwok is to blame. Kwok and Ben have a harmless little thing where they talk spreads. Everyone talks spreads. It's a part of college football. It's been talked about for a million years. It's a part of the analysis of the games. You're blaming the wrong people. Brooks says, if you can't be a responsible gambler and control your temple, then sit blank down and shut the blank up. I had to be careful reading that, Ramona. So, all right, we have lots to get to. Another texter said, sports gambling ads are a little too ubiquitous nowadays, but I expect to hear them on sports radio and TV shows. It's like fat people blaming McDonald's. Right, exactly right. I mean, you're blaming the wrong people. Kwok taking strays, Ramona. Kwok's not even here. Now Kwok's to blame. Hey, Kwok, it's your fault, man. Hey, this dude in Texas, Kwok, that's your fault.
He's not even here.
It's all your
He's
fault.
He's somewhere minding his own business.
Oh, man. By the way, I haven't even brought up the Baylor AD, Mac Rhodes. Kwok just sent me this. He said, this is from Ross Dellinger. New allegations surfacing this week regarding Baylor AD, Mac Rhodes are related to a violation of the faith-based university's policies and practices. You know, this sounds a little too similar to Ratzlaff leaving BYU to me. I mentioned this to John Hite before the show today. Let's see. Baylor is declining comment as it involves a personal matter and an ongoing investigation. Yeah, I don't think this had anything to do with the sideline incident. That's too far in the past. This is the now. I don't think the guy would have walked away for that. I think what we're talking about is some sort of violation of whatever Baylor's mores are, whatever their code of conduct is. Mores are societal law. So whatever the societal law at Baylor is, something akin to what happened at BYU with Ratzlaff, that'd be my guess. That's the best guess I can have. I mean, okay, we already guessed at this thing from Texas. This would be my guess here. Because I don't think this guy, and plus it's embarrassing to the university. I mean, it's embarrassing to the university to have this guy step down as chairman of the committee. The whole thing's a mess. I mean, this hasn't happened before. Apparently you'd have to do more thorough vetting of the guy you choose to be your mouthpiece. That's all I can say. But I'm guessing that's what it involves here. This is a violation of Baylor mores, of Baylor's moral code of conduct or something. And I don't know. I have no idea really what specifically that involves. I don't know if we'll ever actually find out. But yeah. Jack and Easley. Jack, how are you, Jack? Good to have you.
I'm pretty good. How are you guys?
Good, Jack. Thank you for getting in.
Yeah. I just had a couple just questions I wanted to run by you and a couple things I'm thinking for this weekend.
Yeah.
Before I get to any of it, what are you thinking about the Group of Five team? I mean, no one can seem to put together a season of just keep winning games. I know Tulane beat
Memphis on Friday.
Yeah, they did. Memphis's quarterback's banged up, but Tulane was better. I watched it. They were better. I mean, I think South Florida is the best Group of Five team. I don't think it's close. And I've thought that all along. South Florida lost early in the season to Miami, and then the other game they lost was they lost at Memphis, which was a game they played without their two top receivers. They had only freshman receivers in the game, and they actually led Memphis by 14 in the fourth, or two touchdowns in the fourth.
So you're thinking South. So what's it looking like in the American Championship? Because obviously, can South Florida still get there and win that?
Yeah, they could still get there and win it. And I think, you know, look, there are only two possibilities: the champion of that league or James Madison. I mean, I think that's where we are at this point. Now, the champion of that league is going to have a much tougher go, I would imagine, than James Madison the rest of the way out. I haven't looked at James Madison's schedule, but I would guess so, because that league's been so hyper-competitive all year. And it may be difficult. Ramona, do me a favor. Look up South Florida's remaining schedule.
I think they got Navy this weekend, and I'm looking at the spread in my league. It's 10.5, and I'm honestly leaning to take South Florida. Navy just hasn't – I don't think they've been playing very well. I don't know how Horvath is.
But. Yeah, I think Horvath is probably still out, and that doesn't help their case either. So, they honestly, they've been – their defense has been overmatched of late, and – if your defense is over,
shredded.
Yeah, if your defense has been overmatched, you're probably not going to get well against Mr. Brown.
Yeah, and then outside the Group of Five, I was listening to Mickey and Sam this morning talking about Oklahoma and Alabama.
Uh-huh.
And that game last year, I mean, obviously Milroe, he was a dud.
Yep.
I don't know why Simpson didn't start last year, but I think Oklahoma's going to beat him again. They can't run the ball, and I know Simpson's been playing good. They're gonna slip up eventually. They almost did it against Carolina, and you're not gonna go through this league and not slip up.
Yeah.
So I'm taking Oklahoma. I'm taking them to cover. I'm taking them outright too.
Yeah. Look, I think this is gonna be the ugliest game of the weekend. There are two quality teams, but I don't think either one of them has offense right now. Neither one. Yeah. It's not just Alabama can't run. Oklahoma can't run either.
Yeah.
Neither team can run the ball at all. And both defenses are good. So if I have two teams that can't run at all and both defenses are good, then the whole games are going to be placed on the quarterback. And that's not a recipe for survival. Now, Simpson's had a really great year, but he seems to me to be fading a little of late. I think the whole thing
is slowing down.
Yeah, I think the whole thing is wearing on him because there's just too much being asked of him. And so, that Alabama-LSU game a week ago, that was an ugly game. And Alabama won 20-9, but it's only because of LSU's incompetence offensively. But it was an ugly game, and I think we're headed for a similar game. I mean, I think it's going to be low scoring. I'm not sure. I don't even know if either team gets to 20. We'll see. I mean, I know Oklahoma's given up some points and yards to a couple of these recent offenses like Ole Miss and Tennessee, but I don't think they're going to give it up to Alabama. I think they're going to stuff the run. I think they're going to be all over Simpson. Now Oklahoma has a couple injury concerns too. So
I'm hoping Oklahoma Thomas can find the offense again, and Mateer can. I don't know what that hand that Texas that was just. Brutal, because before that he looked awesome like he did last year.
Yeah.
And last thing, am I?
Yeah. By the way, Jack, I think it's like a one play game, and what I mean by that is, you know, it won't surprise me at all if we get to the fourth quarter late and it's like 13-all or something or 17-all, and then one play of some sort is going to win.
Yeah, I agree. And then last thing right here, I took Iowa because I just going to Iowa, Oregon coming all the way to Iowa. It was a rainy game. I took Iowa to cover in that game. That was a pretty good game. That stupid safety they had with the punt messed them up. But I think Iowa coming off that loss, that tough loss, having to go all the way out to Southern Cal, I think Southern Cal's going to – I think they cover. And I don't know what you think about that, but I'll take it off the air, and I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jack. Good speaking with you. I don't know. Can we answer these questions, Ramona? Because it basically has to do with outcome and gambling. Is it okay for us to answer these? Or should we check with that texter?
I don't know.
Oh, for a moment, I forgot we did sports talk. Oh, that's right. I guess we'll answer it. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to get to that, Jack. It's part of the you pick 'em game, so I'm going to get to that in a few minutes. So just hang with me, and we will cover that. Oh, by the way, Ramona, speaking of that, let me tell you about Underdog. Football season is here, and Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. That's right. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick whether your favorite player will go higher or lower in stats like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. Of course, I'm in every weekend. I'll be in all over it this weekend. I'll probably have 15 plays. I don't have anything yet. I haven't even had just a look at any of what's coming. And there are games coming right now. And I've got to take a look at them and check out all these numbers and absolutely get in on it. You should too. Trust me, it just makes it more fun. It just adds a little spice to every game. It just makes it a little more intriguing. Like even some of the games that you don't care anything about, it makes it a little more intriguing. Like if you're forced to watch Sam Houston during the regular season all every week, every single stinking week as they lose game after game after game, you can still find something to play in those games to make it a little more interesting. Listen, download the app, sign up with promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, to score $100 in bonus entries. And when you play your first $5, that's promo code Road Rage, all capital letters, one word. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms _DFS_.html for details. Consider their play, call 1-800-GAMBLER, visit www.ncpgambling.org. You will 100% thank me later. And we have so many Underdog players, and everybody absolutely loves it, and with good reason. Like we said, you know, blame Brent Musburger. He started all this stuff years ago when he started talking about.
Oh, that's a name for him, right?
When he started talking about spreads. He runs the whole gambling network now, Ramona. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, VSiN.
Is that right?
Yeah, Brent is like the king of the VSiN empire. Yeah, he runs the whole. He's the guy who on air, like a million years ago, first started talking about spreads and hinting about spreads when that was absolutely illegal. I mean, that was against all of the rules. You were not allowed to talk about anything related to spreads.
How about that?
On air.
How times have changed.
Oh, and Brent Musburger was the guy who first really pushed that envelope on national broadcast. Musburger is that dude. He first really pushed it. So if you want to blame somebody, blame him. Sorry, Brent. We love you, Brent. We love what you did. You opened the door. All right, we have lots to get to. We're getting to Louisville when we come back. Walt up to the Road Rage. We'll take a quick break. When we get back, we'll look at what the Cardinals are.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Discover Reed's Jewelers, America's largest family-owned jeweler, and their state-of-the-art expanded store in Haywood Mall. The same location with nearly twice the showroom space as before.